dog on the phone because I've got Marcel here.
Yes, sir.
A couple others will go right ahead.
What I wanted to get from you is a reading on the Economic Stabilization Act.
Right.
The situation is that we have a conference report that has some undesirable features in it from our standpoint and from the standpoint of the business community particularly. We feel that we could work with the bill, although it does have some serious drawbacks. And our question is whether or not to oppose it in the House. Jerry is very upset about it and is ready to lead a charge to defeat the conference report and send it back to conference with instructions. Now, he is, I think, part of his upsetness is that Patman and the other Democrats on the conference committee, nine of them,
caved.
Well, they not only caved, they just flagrantly said they had no use for what the House did. So they didn't begin to try to represent
their own body. I'd fight it. If Jerry's
on the other hand, if we fight it, we may wind up with no bill. And the Senate is acting on it probably about now. The position we've taken there is that let's try to get it amended in the Senate. That's sort of a free shot, although we did get rent controls out in the conference. We have none of the substantive coverage things that we were concerned about in the bill. So from many standpoints, it is not bad. The things that, just to give you an idea of the kinds of things that people are objecting to, I classify them as follows. There is given to you an authority to allocate petroleum products. Now, that's just an authority. You don't have to do a thing with it. The oil industry people are quite upset about it.
And I don't mind that.
I don't think that represents
a problem. I won't. I'm not going to exercise any.
There is a definition of substandard earnings, which cannot be where you can't exert controls. That is, it exempts those making less than $350 per hour. Now, the problem with that is that in the health services and food areas, where we're making our biggest effort to control, you have, and that would exempt 80% of the employees, and that means that you might as well give up in those areas.
Right.
So that represents a problem. We can probably sort of work around that, but it really undermines badly the wage stabilization effort. But that's another. Then there is a there is the business of saying that nothing in this act would allow you to use it as an authority to withhold funds. I don't see that that has any special applicability here, because there isn't anything in the act that would bear on that. It has a certain precedent aspect to it for other pieces of legislation that's bad. It doesn't really have much operative content here. What the business community is up the wall about, Bryce Harlow and all those fellows, is a requirement that cost and profit information be disclosed as it comes into the Cost of Living Council when we're examining a above-guideline price increase. And while this was modified to exempt trade secrets, the business people feel that it could provide information for competitors, particularly foreign competitors, which is undesirable.
Yeah.
It must be noted that no more information is required than the SEC would require in a registration statement, but that's a lot of information to be putting forward, and they're upset about that. Then we have a requirement for hearings any time there is an adverse wage determination. Just to give an idea, John Dunlop, in administering in the construction industry last year, set back about 1,400 wage determinations. So there is potential for a lot of activity in that area and a lot of hearings. Again, I think that that it's a manageable problem, although not a desirable one.
Let me ask this. What does Jerry think he can win the vote?
He thinks he has a good chance. Now, he's basing that on these big victories that we had a couple of days ago in the House, which is astonishing.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a more reasonable posture than
the one they beat.
Things to freeze prices as of last year and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether he can win it or not, but he sure wants to try. From our standpoint, I think what we have to weigh is this is probably manageable, just barely from our standpoint. It still gives us a chance to continue the wage and price effort. It extends the act for a year.
Would you be able to, under this freeze?
You would be able to freeze, although you couldn't freeze wages under $3.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You could freeze everything else.
Yeah.
So you still retain pretty broad authority, but but there are some restrictions, and I think that we're of course coming right up to the end.
Yes, so
30th is our deadline. If the Senate will vote, then the House has only an up or down choice on the conference report because there's no conference left once the Senate votes.
Yeah.
It's been discharged. So they would have to, in effect, construct another conference based on instructions and expect that the conferees would work during the recess. And on April 30th, when the House comes back, they would act on it. Patman, my guess is, would not be willing to work during the recess. He is not in sympathy with what his own body wants, and he would be tough to handle. So it's quite possibly we might wind up without anything. It's also possible that the Senate might put rent controls back in. They voted for them, and Sparkman and Tower led the charge to.
Oh, they might put them back in?
That's always a possibility.
Well, if they do, I'll veto it. Don't you think?
I just think rent controls are a disaster.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah, well, we made a major
victory in getting that out.
Yeah, and now they're going to try to put it back in, maybe.
Well,
we know that this afternoon.
We'll know what the Senate does this afternoon.
But then it has to go to conference again.
We are making an effort to try to get it cleaned up a little in the Senate, but I don't have much expectation that that'll succeed.
Yeah.
And our real question is whether or not to give a green light to Jerry in the House. As far as we're concerned, the business community probably run with this anyway because they don't like this disclosure business.
Yeah. Well, on balance, George, we really probably need the authority.
I think we do, yes. My
I don't think we better take the risk.
We better not take a chance.
We better not take the risk. That's what I think.
Okay, sir.
I think we just won't take the risk and do the best we can and then get around it every damn way we can. You know, these various provisions, reporting and all that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, we don't have to, our enforcing, do we have to enforce all that toughly?
Well, I think we can work within this. It's a little disappointing.
Yeah, oh, very disappointing, particularly after the action of 2 days ago. We thought we were home free, didn't we?
We were in great shape.
Well, anyway.
If we had gotten the Senate to take the House bill, which we tried, we would have been in wonderful shape.
They wouldn't take it, huh?
Incidentally, I thought that was a terrific achievement that you and Henry announced on your behalf, or that you talked about this morning on the MFN, and I was just appalled at Scoop Jackson. I just could hardly believe it in my ear.
And of course, Javits and Ribicoff, you expect it from them. You know, they're professional Jews, but Jackson, of course, he's catering to that community, but it was unbelievable. Unbelievable, wasn't it?
It was, I just could hardly believe it. And thank God for Mike Mansfield and
George,
you and some of the other
news guys. Well, I'm going to, as you know, I'm putting it right on there, and I put a hell of a burden on those fellows. If this summit doesn't come off, they get the blame. And that's small comfort. But
no,
that's what's at stake, George. Really, I think it really is at stake.
If I were a member of the Jewish community and concerned about that, I'm concerned about it. Although I'm not Jewish,
I know.
But if I were upset about this because
if you were in Jackson's position, for example, speaking for a big Jewish constituency, you'd be concerned too, because basically. The country wasn't going to like it.
The country's going to turn on these people if they are.
Peace has been made hostage to the immigration subjects, particularly after better live with the damn thing.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That'd be your recommendation, wouldn't it?
That's my recommendation.
Dunlop, what's he think?
Stein? He thinks we probably, and Stein thinks